Way in Sports Talk. Today is Wednesday, March 27th. Before we get started, here are a few reminders. We would love to hear from you, and here are several ways to weigh in. Call us at 646-716-5564 or join us in the chat room at blogtalkradio.com/Tarvino or follow us on Twitter at Way in Sports. Now here's your host, Brian Tarvin, and co-host Trey Patterson. Let's weigh in.
Thank you, Michelle, for the introduction, and just like you said, welcome everyone to Weigh In Sports Talk. Tonight is Wednesday, and it's a very important show tonight as we're going to break down all of the Sweet 16 matchups for March Madness. And like I said last show, guys, it's been madness. March Madness is one of the best things year-round that we have to look forward to. And this year, we talked about it prior, that it was just going to be one crazy tournament. And it hasn't disappointed so far. So looking at the brackets right now, guys, I still have all four of my Final Four teams left, which is amazing considering all this happened. I think I hit 9 out of 16 Sweet 16, but I still have 7 of my 8 Elite 8 picks still out there. So, and all of my teams are favored so far. So if everything holds true, if I can get 7 out of 8 in my bracket, I could win this whole thing. So that's what I'm looking forward to doing, guys, is winning this bracket. And thanks for joining us. Call-in number, 646-716-5564. And if you want some conversation, ask some questions online, go to our chat room. And it's a fun time there. Most of the time we have a lot. Sometimes we don't. It just depends on what the topic is and what night it is. But we're gonna hit some good basketball games tonight. And just by looking at it right now, I don't know what Trey's going to say. I mean, I think Trey's up in our bracket. He's close to the first. Trey, are you in second place or first place?
I think I'm tied, but you know me. I already got a Final Four team out, so, you know, I'm not sure that I'll stay there.
Yeah, but, hey, you know, one Final Four team is not going to get you beat. So if you can get the rest of them in, you know, you'll probably win the bracket. So welcome to the show, Trey. Hope all's well with you. Going to get started tonight. To start with, the Miami Heat on the road against the Bulls. You know, I thought Rhodes could possibly play tonight, but it looks like the Bulls are leading the Heat by double digits, Trey. I mean, Miami's in this situation again and again. Can Chicago hold on and end the streak?
I'll be honest. Chicago's lineup is actually kind of depleted. So, you know, as well as LeBron James has been playing in the fourth quarter, I think Dwayne Wade's back. I think they're going to probably win this game as well.
Yeah, I think the Heat like to toy with people. I think when you won that many games in a row and your conference is weak, I think you like to get behind early on purpose just to get yourself ready for a challenge or something. These guys are bored. If you watch Miami play basketball, they're a bored team right now, but if they do not lose tonight, regardless, if they do lose tonight, they're still going to lose this at San Antonio Sunday night. 2 hours before our show, they play San Antonio, and I think by that time, that streak will be over with, whether it's tonight or by then, Trey.
Well, I mean, San Antonio is such a good basketball team, and you know, that's a very good prediction for them to lose. They're down by 10 right now, second half. I think they're going to come on the second half. The Bulls just actually don't have, Noah's not playing. They're just going to defensively, you know, Boozer's playing well right now. That's the one thing the Bulls have for them that's going really well. But, you know, Nate Robinson is not really the same kind of fill-in that you have, you know, had you had a healthy, I just blanked on a point guard's name for the Bulls. You just said, Rose, or healthy Rose back. I mean, yeah, he's filling in, but it's not the same player. So LeBron James already got 17 points. Dwayne Wade got 7. You're going to see them come on in the second half, I believe.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think the Bulls have enough in the tank, really, right now, depth-wise, to even play with Miami. It's good for a half. You can play with momentum, your energy, the crowd, but before long, LeBron James is going to take over. And I look for him to have a huge second half. I just don't see them losing tonight to the Bulls. But to the Spurs, I can really see that, man. I just had a feeling when I was looking at their schedule, the game that I thought they would lose, if they were going to lose one, would be San Antonio. So, but the Lakers have some news. World Peace will be out, you know, 6 weeks with having surgery, Trey. Is that going to affect the Lakers?
I think it's going to have to affect the Lakers. I mean, the Lakers have had such a tough time with coming together as a team. Any kind of absence from that lineup is going to affect them. I mean, you know, Kobe's missed time. You had, you know, Gasol missing time. You know, now, you know, a new injury is clearly going to affect them. The Lakers, I still think they're going to make the playoffs, Tarvin, but, you know, they're holding on to that last seed. That's really not going to be good enough this year for them to do anything.
So tell me what Dwight Howard's talking about getting payback the next time he plays. I'm not up to speed on that. Tell me the story of what he's upset about, really.
I think David Lee busted his lip, I think is what it really boils down to. I don't know if he thinks it's a cheap shot, but, you know, David Lee is probably, you know, top of his game as a power forward, and, you know, Dwight Howard, I think, was unhappy with the play. You know, we'll see what that really boils down to with, you know, Dwight Howard. Maybe Howard just trying to get some attention, you know, say he's a victim of something.
I mean, get tough. I mean, you get your lip busted. Who cares? You get paid millions of dollars. Play tougher, I guess. I mean, but you don't come out and say that you're going to get payback on someone. So if he goes off and does a cheap foul or something, hurts the guy, he could get suspended for a long time because of his words. If he would just shut up, and then if he did a cheap shot or a hard foul, he would probably get by with it. But now that he opened his mouth, Trey, those officials will be watching every move he makes.
Well, yeah, exactly. You say you're going to get payback, and then you come out with a hard foul and you hurt somebody, then you're looking at, you know, big time suspensions. So you got to think that was a really dumb move on his part, and you know, now he's kind of going to be limited to what. You know, you got to be careful. Obviously, if you come out and you try to hurt somebody, you're going to be in more kind of trouble. But, you know, if he gets in a fight or whatever it is, you know, you can guarantee Stern will suspend him.
Exactly. Well, looking at it, I mean, we're going to have a shorter show tonight because we want to touch mainly on college basketball. I mean, that's what the season is. But, Trey, is there anything you'd like to talk about in football right now before we get started on basketball? Any other sport? In general, any topic?
No, man, I think football, we're good right now. Not a whole lot of stories going on there. Let's talk about this tournament.
All right, let's talk about it. Let's start out, you know, the Sweet 16, man. It's not exactly like everybody thought. I don't know anybody that had Florida Gulf Coast into the Sweet 16, but let's start in this South region. Big games. There's two games in the South. We have Kansas-Michigan. And Florida Gulf Coast. I mean, those are two intriguing games. But Trey, honestly, I think Florida Gulf Coast, I think it's over. It's going to strike midnight for them. They're done. Billy Donovan is going to have his troops ready. I mean, Florida hasn't been tested really this tournament, and I don't think it changes. Do you see any way Florida Gulf Coast wins this game?
I don't. I think Florida Gulf Coast is going to get absolutely dominated in this game. You know, here's the thing. Florida, I still don't think Florida's that great. But, you know, this is something we talked about before the tournament. I mean, I really thought they would have a really easy road. I obviously didn't suspect them to be playing a 15 seed in the, you know, in the third game of the tournament. But, you know, and that's where they are. They haven't played a seed that's single digits yet, Tarvin. So Florida clearly hasn't been tested. I don't think Florida Gulf Coast is going to test them. Billy Donovan is going to have his guys ready. As many weaknesses as the Florida team has, the Florida Gulf Coast team isn't going to be able to exploit them.
Well, when I picked Florida to make the championship game, my you know, I was expecting, you know, some teams to get upset along the path. And now you see, when I saw Georgetown go out in the first round, I got excited a little bit because then I saw Minnesota beat UCLA, the 6th seed. So Florida had to make it through a 14 seed and an 11 seed, and now they're playing a 15. So, I mean, their true test will come, you know, in the regional final, you know, against Kansas or Michigan. And honestly, if Florida makes it, Do I need to mute you for a few minutes?
No, I just got the kids, so I'll try to mute in between talks.
Okay, cool. But just looking at it, Trey, I think Florida matches up well with either Kansas or Michigan, and the fact is, you know, Kansas is going to have a tough bout with Michigan, Michigan with Kansas. Kansas had a tough time with North Carolina for a little while. Michigan had trouble in their first game a little bit, so I think the energy, I think Florida's going to have more energy in the tank, Trey, more gas in the tank, so to speak, to play a Kansas or Michigan to make it to the Final Four. So if you have Florida, you know, pick to the Final Four, I like your chances right now. Do you?
I, you know, I still think when Florida plays a real basketball team, you know, on the road, they're going to have big struggles. One of the things is, you know, yeah, rest is great, but in basketball, in the tournament time, it's actually streaking is better. So I think that if Kansas or Michigan, you know, whichever team comes out of that game, I think they have a much better opportunity to beat Florida because they're going to have been tested up until, I would guess, near the last shot because that game is going to be pretty crazy, you know, I believe. So I think, to me, they're going to have seen weaknesses and seen better play. So they're going to be ready for a team like Florida and tested.
Yeah, so I'm going to bring Jonathan on real quick. Jonathan, what do you think about Florida's chances of, you know, getting past this game and then looking at it against Kansas or Michigan? I'm liking their chances, man. I like Billy Donovan and I like this Florida club.
Well, I really want to stress that we cannot overlook Florida Gulf Coast. This is a team that has proven that they came to play. They're a much better rebounding team in Florida, which I think is something that needs to be taken into account. I mean, Florida can't have a cold night shooting. They've been really good. Their defense has been stellar when they held Northwestern State to 47 points. Most people probably didn't realize Northwestern State led the nation in points per game at 81. One thing about Florida Gulf Coast is that they beat Miami. They had a great half against Duke. You know, they went to Duke and they had a great half and they lost. I mean, this is a team that they played the big boys. They're not afraid and they're jacked up for this game. But I look at Florida and they should be a superior team. Florida should win this game, but we don't live in should land.
Florida's going to beat them by 20 points.
In the Elite Eight should win.
Yeah, Florida's going to beat these guys by 20 points. They're going to beat them so bad they wish they had a loss to San Diego State that last round. It's time to wake up and face reality. The Florida Gulf Coast, they lived 2 days off emotion. Everything worked their way. But as you've seen in the past, the Sweet 16, once they get to this time, there's not many upsets after that. All the upsets after those first two rounds usually. And now it's time some of these teams to bounce back. But tell me about the Kansas-Michigan matchup, Jonathan. I'm looking at this as probably one of the best games of all of them, actually. Just looking at the way Michigan's playing in Kansas, man, this is gonna be one to watch.
Well, it's number five on my must watch list. I will say that actually, I'll bump up number four. I'll put it ahead of Marquette and Miami. I think this can be a great game. I think the one thing that hurts Kansas is their lack of a true point guard. Trey Burke is a phenomenal player. Michigan, you know, they can light you up from the three-point line, and that pretty much negates Whitney. Because we all know Kansas plays good perimeter defense because they want you to drive inside to get to Whitney, and Whitney's going to block shots. Whitney's a great ball player. But I think between Robinson and Burke and Hardaway, I think Michigan has too much power on the outside. And I'm still expecting a great game. I expect Michigan if they're going to win by single digits.
You're picking Michigan in this one?
Yes, I'm picking Michigan over Kansas. I'd say by six.
Okay, I'm going to go what Vegas is saying right now in this game. Just looking at the point spread, Kansas is a two-point favorite, and 69% of the people are taking Michigan in the points. I think that's – I don't know. I think people, including myself, have not given Kansas enough credit, you know, in this tournament so far. It looks like these guys are ready to play. They have a lot of senior leadership. And, you know, I just think they're going to play well in this game. Can Michigan play consistent basketball? That's one thing, you know, that I don't know about. So let's ask Trey, who do you have between Michigan and Kansas?
Yeah, I actually have Kansas in this game. You know, you brought up a good play out in Michigan. Michigan's been a very streaky team. Trey Burke is playing outside of his mind right now. But, you know, you never know with the time off. I mean, you know, I can tell you I thought Kemba Walker back a few years ago was going to cool down after the first two rounds, but he didn't. Sometimes guard play just doesn't cool down. So if Trey Burke is on fire again and Hardaway Jr. is playing as well as he has been, you know, I think they're going to beat Kansas. But I'll tell you, I think that the way Kansas came out in the second half against North Carolina, they figured a lot of things out. So I think Kansas is going to beat Michigan. I think it's going to be a very close game, probably a final possession type of game where Michigan has a shot to win it. But I think Kansas holds on by about two.
Well, I think Trey made a real good point there, Jonathan, about in that second half, it did look like Kansas, something started to click with them. And one thing you need going into that week off is confidence. And most teams that are in the Sweet 16, they do have confidence. But this was huge. Kansas down pretty big at halftime against North Carolina. Emotional game for them since Roy Williams used to coach. And they just blew them out of the water. I think that carries over to this game. But the question is, can Michigan play at that same, you know, that she hit the threes and play perfect basketball like they did that game? So, Jonathan, I'm going to pick Kansas in this game. I have them moving on to the Elite Eight to play Florida, and I hope my bracket holds true because that would be one hell of a game.
Yeah, but Tarvin, you're forgetting Kansas beat North Carolina. Michigan at least has somebody who can go inside like McGarry. North Carolina's literally just a three-point team. They didn't have an inside presence. You know, I mean, give Kansas credit in the world. They were able to adjust, but, I mean, that was a game where they should have won. They were supposed to win.
Yes, they were favored by, I think, about 5 points in that game. So, I mean, they should have won. But the thing is, let's face it, VCU, you know, they got torched by St. Louis the week before that. And, I mean, they're a good team, but they're not as good as they were back when they made that run. I can't. Did they make the final? That wasn't the Final Four, but they made the Elite Eight,
yeah,
I believe.
No, that
okay,
was the final.
Okay, but
yeah, they lost to Butler.
And I think Michigan, you know, people jumping on that bandwagon right now better be careful because Michigan is still a Big Ten team, and they're not up there with Indiana and Ohio State, in my opinion. So I think those two will move on, but I just don't think Michigan really has enough. I mean, just looking at it, I don't think they can play like that. And I think Kansas, being in the championship game last year and still had that disappointment of, you know, losing the game, but they have everybody back, really, except one player. I mean, they have four seniors back and a freshman. I think they're equipped, really, to take this game. And, I mean, this is a tight two-point spread. I mean, that's a pick-em, really. One basket separates these teams. It's going to be a great one. I'm not saying Kansas is going to run away with it by no means, but I'm picking them because I just feel like they have, you know, more upperclassmen. And it means a lot right now in this day with parity to have four seniors on a big team like that, to have some kind of championship experience.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah, everything you just said there is, you know, perfect. I mean, I don't know how much else to, a different way to put it. You're 100% right. Kansas has the senior leadership. They had that loss last year. They, you know, and they have a great freshman in McLemore. Relaford's been playing pretty good. Whitney is the senior leader, and he has, you know, blossomed since his freshman year. I'm not saying Kansas can't do it. Michigan's playing so well right now, and since they are so streaky, I don't know if they're ready to cool off yet.
Myself, man. I'm trying to convince myself, actually. Not you. I'm just trying to convince myself. I need this bracket to hold up, man. That's what I need. I need that bracket. And Trey, give me the points of Kansas, Michigan. How many points is Kansas going to win by?
Tarvin, I think it's a 2-point game. I do think that that Kansas is going to have enough. I think the inside game is going to hurt Michigan in this game. I think that presence, you know, and especially because if Michigan gets a couple guys with foul trouble, I worry about that. And I think that, you know, say those guards get a couple fouls early, also Kansas, what they can do is do some good mismatches, getting guards on some of the Kansas, you know, big guys, switching off on defense. That can hurt the Michigan offense, especially if their rhythm gets busted up by some guards getting in foul trouble early, that could obviously hurt them. So I think Kansas is going to get a little bit ahead. They're going to be playing ahead most of the game. I think Michigan will make runs, but I think ultimately I got a two-point Kansas game.
Yeah, I just have to go back to that experience from last year, what they went through to get there. And so the South region, Johnson picks Michigan. We're picking Kansas. I mean, it should be one great game, and all three of us are picking Florida, even though Jonathan said, let's be careful. It's Florida Gulf Coast. These guys, you know, have proven us wrong two games in a row. And if they beat Florida, guys, it's going to be amazing. Actually, I'm pulling for Florida Gulf Coast in this game. Believe it or not, I love my bracket and everything, but I'm still going to go with the underdog, the Cinderella story. So let's move on to the West. We went through the South. Let's go to the West. This is the bracket where I got one of the Sweet 16 correct. This is the one that put the dagger in me. We have first game, Wichita State and LaSalle. I mean, really, looking at these teams, I mean, I haven't got to watch them a lot this year, but Vegas is putting Wichita State as a four-point favorite in this game, and I think that's probably about right. Wichita State, you know, played Pittsburgh. They're a 9 seed, and LaSalle had that play-in game, so... So, Jonathan, I think the line's about right in this game. I do have to favor Wichita State as well.
You know, these are two underdogs that nobody expected to get past the first round, or very few people expected to get past the first round. Were the upsets possible? Of course. For them to get to the Sweet 16 is just amazing, especially considering who each team beat. I like LaSalle. I like the makeup of that team. I don't know if Wichita State, because to beat Pittsburgh, they got to the line about 40 times. To beat Gonzaga, they just drained threes. I don't know what their luck can be this time. So I'm going to pick LaSalle, but if I was Vegas, I'd put this as a pick 'em.
Yeah, I mean, really, I mean, the only reason it's a four-point game is because – you know, the seeds, I think. But you're right. Mm-hmm. I mean, how do you know who's going to win this game, Jonathan? Nobody predicted both of these teams to be in the Sweet 16. I couldn't imagine that happening. So I'm going to shift it over to Trey and see who he likes really in this game. I have a feeling he's going to go with you and go with the South.
Well, Tarvin, I think you picked it well. I am going to go with LaSalle in this game, and I'll tell you, there's really nothing on paper. I mean, Vegas is, I think, probably right about 4.5, Wichita State. You look at the numbers on paper, you look at who they played. I mean, this is one of those games that looks like Wichita State should win. But I just think what LaSalle is doing, as hot as they are, you know, getting the win, playing game, beating Kansas State, and now here they are again after another win. I just think there's something to this team. They're going to be one of the Cinderella stories, at least until next round. I think LaSalle moves on against Wichita State.
Well, I'm getting, you know, I mean, now I'm down 2-1 to you guys. I don't like this. I think people are overlooking this game. This could be one of the best games of the Sweet 16. I think people are just, I mean, they're looking at it, Iowa West, LaSalle, Wichita State, but I'm intrigued by this matchup because it's two teams that shouldn't be here, but it's not one versus one that's already, you know, established. This is two Cinderellas going at it. I mean, that's the beauty of this game. I'm excited. I've been an underdog my entire life. And I just love watching underdogs play, and that's why I'm pulling for Florida Gulf Coast as well. So we're 2-1 here. We split. So, Trey, let's move on to the – Trey and Jonathan, let's move on to the Midwest. I'm going to save the East for a minute for last. Louisville, Oregon. I mean, that's a matchup, Trey, that looking at it, Oregon, I think this layoff's going to hurt them. I mean, they played great. They won their tournament championship, the tournament, and then they came in and played – who'd they beat? Oklahoma State. They drilled Oklahoma State, St. Louis. So now all of a sudden, now you're playing Louisville, which forces you into turnovers and the mistakes, you know, so many times during a game. So any chance Oregon can pull this one out? I'm sorry, that question, I think I muted Trey accidentally. Trey, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, sorry. Looking at that game, do you think Oregon's cooled off? You know, because of, you know, having a week off. I mean, they've been hot. They're one of the hottest teams in the tournament right now. Can they beat Louisville? Can they match them for 40 minutes?
You know, I think that Oregon is, you know, one of those conference teams that won their tournament. They're super hot. But the way Louisville's playing is going to be too much. I would expect this to be a very quick opening game where right off the bat there's going to be, you know, fast breaks, a lot of threes, a lot of shooting. This game's going to probably come out a little bit mad. But I expect that Louisville is going to take the tempo of the game. I think turnovers are going to kill Oregon. Louisville's been a team all year who has made teams don't turn the ball over. But Oregon has had their games this year where they've been prone to that. So I think Louisville gets them because of that. But I think Oregon probably comes out shooting high. I just think they're going to turn the ball over a little too much.
All right, Jonathan, tell me about this matchup. Can Oregon go blow for blow with Louisville?
Well, it's March Madness. Anything can happen. And I've watched Louisville play themselves out of games and then play themselves back into games. I don't believe Oregon has enough. I don't. It's a great story, especially with Singler. It's nice to see. I mean, Oregon beat the doors off of Oklahoma State and St. Louis, and they've been playing great defense in doing so. Louisville's defense, though, is just so suffocating, and they force so many turnovers that I have a hard time believing Oregon can win this game, and I also have a hard time believing that the last 5 minutes of this game are going to be competitive.
Yeah, I think Louisville's one of those teams. You give Rick Pitino that extra few days to prepare. I mean, he's going to see what Oregon's doing. He's going to shut it down. But can Oregon, come up with a new game plan on offense and defense? Because they're going to have to give new looks to Louisville. They're going to have to confuse and frustrate Louisville. Louisville, in my mind, doesn't have that just go-to player that can take over a game. That's one advantage in Oregon's favor right here when you're playing a team that's superior. 10-point spread is what Vegas has on this game. And I like that spread. I think that's about right. I think Louisville will probably win by 15, if I'm looking at it, about 15 points. So we're all in agreement on that, which moves us to the next game, which is a huge game for me. I have Duke winning the championship, and in order to win the championship, they're going to have to get past Tom Izzo and Michigan State. Trey, I know you went to Michigan State. I know you probably have a big opinion on this game. Who's going to win?
Well, I told you before that, Michigan State was going to be good in this tournament. They're tested. They put a very tough schedule. And, looking ahead, this is what Tom Izzo is notorious for building his teams throughout the year. They may be ranked, 10 to 15, and they may lose 6 to 7 games, but they're always built for the tournament. This is one of those teams that, again, is built for the tournament. I like the fact that their big guys score and can stay out of foul trouble. One of the things that bothered me about Duke last time was Kelly got into very big foul trouble. So he was kind of a non-factor in the Creighton game. And now they didn't actually, ultimately that didn't matter much, Tarvin. But in this game, it's going to matter huge because if Kelly again gets in foul trouble, they're not going to be able to handle Michigan State's big guys down low. I think in this game, Tarvin, I think Michigan State is going to wear down Duke. I think they're going to win probably by about 4 or 5.
Wow, we're totally opposite on this one. And I think Kelly picked a good game to take off in a way. I think it built confidence in the other players that, hey, we can win without Kelly, because all you hear about is, hey, we're 19-1 or whatever, 20-1 with Kelly, blah, blah, blah. But I think these guys won without Kelly. I don't even think he scored the other night. Maybe he hit a free throw. I can't remember. But I think this is the game that Duke actually explodes. They're going to beat Michigan State, Trey, by double digits. They're going to be hot from the perimeter. They're going to have it going inside and out. The defense is always there for Duke. They play smart. Krzyzewski is going to have them ready. I don't think this Michigan State team is as strong as Michigan State team in years past, Trey. And that's why I'm saying this could be a blowout. And I'm going to see what Jonathan says on this one. Then I'm going to go to Quinn. Jonathan, what's your opinion, buddy? I think we're having some studio issues here with Block Talk Radio. So, Jonathan, are you there, buddy? Please bear with Block Talk Radio and me while we work these kinks out. I apologize for anybody, but I'm trying to get Jonathan on real quick.
There we go.
I think Jonathan finally joined us. Thank you, Jonathan. Block Talk Radio was playing tricks on me for a minute.
Well, here's the deal about this Michigan State-Duke team. It all comes down to Hafling. Michigan State's, you know, their leader. You know, he's as much as he wants to say, he's not 100%, and I think that's going to affect him. Curry is playing out of his mind from three-point land. I don't know. I can't think of anybody who can shoot three-ball better in the college game right now than Curry. Kelly's looking good. Plumlee's looking good. I think Duke wins. I'm not going to call it a blowout because this is we're talking about Tom Izzo here, and the man's a genius of a coach. But I think Duke pulls away with the victory.
Well, Jonathan, let me ask you this. I don't know if you saw it on the sidelines towards the end of the game. Michigan State was playing last week against Memphis, and they were in a timeout. Izzo's drawing up a play, and we have two players about to go at it for Michigan State. Is that a problem in your mind, or is that just something heat of the moment, competitiveness, or is there something else going on there?
Well, I think the towel throwing incident that you're bringing up. I think that was a heat of the moment. You know, the big man was mad at his guard because the guard didn't give him the ball down low. That's all it was. He thought he had the advantage, didn't get it, and they got off a poor shot. They didn't score. And Memphis, you know, was creeping back into the game. That's not a problem. That's it was obviously a quick fix. I loved Izzo's reaction where he just stared. Like, just paused for a minute, then went right back to the play. It's not a problem at all. It's not. It would have been a problem if it had been on the court or if, you know, an actual blow had been exchanged, but a towel throw? Come on now.
He gave that look, kind of like my dad used to give me. If you say one more word, I'm about to knock you out. You know, that look, like if you say one more word, it's on. So Quinn's on the line real quick. Want to get his opinion right here on this Duke-Michigan State.
I just thought it was funny that you think Duke is going to win by double digits.
They will.
Digits.
They are. They will. Well,
I'm just saying, I'm pretty sure you don't have a perfect bracket over there. I'm going to go with Trey and say Michigan State wins by 4 or 5 points.
Jonathan, I think 10 of 11 of Quinn's teams is out of the tournament already, so he's trying to get on Michigan State's bandwagon. But no, Quinn, I don't have a perfect bracket, but I do have 7 of the 8 Elite Eight left in all Final Fours, baby. So I just think this is Duke's game. That's all I'm saying. I mean, it looks like an intriguing matchup, and it's going to be fun to watch. I just think that you know, the Duke's going to come to play. Bray, it looks like Quinn's on your bandwagon on this one, bud. And I don't know what Blog Talk Radio is doing to me tonight, but it's starting to get a little frustrating. I've dropped Quinn and Trey right here. So, Jonathan, I hope you're still there unless they kidnapped you.
Oh, I'm right here. And, by the way, I wanted to clear up a matter. Me, Jason Menson, and Trey are all tied for first in the bracket. You're in last place.
Exactly. But here's the deal. It's not how you – I feel better about this bracket than I have – I've been in first. If you go back in the history, Jonathan, of that bracket, you'll see that I've rarely ever – I think one time I might have finished out of the top two. You know, I mean, I'm usually right on these, but usually I start out fast and then it kind of falls apart at the end. But this year I've started out slow while you guys get ahead of me, and now it's time to blow past you with this weekend. I'll be in first place after this weekend.
Uh-huh.
Trey,
I believe you.
I know Trey's back with us now, I believe.
Hey, Tarvin, you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, you know, I think Quinn's on Team Sparty, which is the right way. Now, I'll be honest, I'd rather have 7 of my 8 Elite 8 still in. I'd rather have my top, you know, my Final Four in as well. Unfortunately, New Mexico, you know, they crapped the bed on me. But, Tarvin, I think, obviously, you're in a good position because you have that left. But what I don't like is the fact that I think Michigan State is going to end your hopes this weekend. Unfortunately for you, I think Duke goes down this weekend, and it's really going to make you cry on next week's show.
It will. I might cry, but Quinn thinks I'm out here looking at a crystal ball predicting these things. You know, like, I know the answers. Duke wins by 12 points on the last-second shot. They were up by 9, hit a 3 to go up by 12. No, it's not like that, Quinn. I don't know everything, but I'm just telling you, you got to go with your gut in games like this. And when I saw Duke, Jonathan, you're with me on this, man. When you, what made you pick Duke to win the championship this year?
Well, I look at Duke as a team, and they just seem so complete. You have an inside presence in Plumlee. Kelly is just so versatile, inside and out. Curry, he can shoot the threes. You got a good ball handler in Cook. You have the freshman, Rashad, who has just been playing really well. Duke's got talent. They're a deep team. I mean, you got two Plumlees, you know. They're a deep team. They have the leadership. They have the veterans, and they have the coach. And let's face it, when it comes down, like you were saying, you get to the Sweet 16, coaching is huge because you have that week off. You know, coaches got to make game plans and adjust. And I can't think of a better college coach than Krzyzewski.
Now, especially preparing his team. And look, we've seen Krzyzewski beat UNLV. I don't know if you were alive back then, Jonathan, but I remember Mike Krzyzewski beating a UNLV team that was unbeatable. I mean, it was almost like NC State beating Houston back in, what, 83? That's what it reminded me of. Krzyzewski's been a part of these games. He knows how to win. He knows how to prepare. He coached under Bob Knight, for God's sake. That's where he learned all this stuff. But he's better than
Bob Knight. He played under Bob Knight.
Yeah. He played, coached, and he's better than Bob Knight now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm saying. I just looked at this bracket, and I saw Duke. And I just, all season, I've been watching him. And when Kelly came back, you know, I had to pick him. I know Trey and Quinn are probably laughing at us right now, but Duke is right now the most complete team in basketball. I think if they can get past this one, guys, and it sets up a Louisville-Duke game, man, Trey, you know how exciting that's going to be to see Louisville and Duke. So tell me your prediction, Trey, if Louisville somehow and Duke meet up, can Duke take care of Louisville? Trey will be back in just a second because of my studio. Guys, I apologize. Roger's in the chat room. He understands exactly what I'm going through right now. So Trey picked New Mexico. That was a ballsy pick. But can you imagine, Trey, that Louisville-Duke game, if that happens, how big that's going to be?
Well, I think it's like a Final Four game if it gets to that tournament, because if Duke just passed Michigan State, I mean, Duke and Louisville would be legitimate Final Four contenders. It'd be a great game. I mean, that's the kind of game in the Elite Eight that you wish was in the Final Four if it matches up.
Yeah, and that's not in the same place. It wasn't Indianapolis where Duke beat Kentucky on that last second shot with Leitner back in 92, was it?
Actually, I don't know what court that was on, but it very well
could have
been
New Jersey. I think it was in India. I could be wrong. And but look, I mean, this is all guessing right here. We just picking our games to see, you know, who can get on top. And I really like my chances because all of my games this weekend, they're favored. So that's a good thing. You know, we're going to move over to the East bracket. I mean, this is a good bracket. It got better. Marquette, Miami, Trey. Looking at this game, I didn't think it would happen, but I think you predicted it. But I do have Miami moving on. I just think they have too much athleticism, and it's just like that game against Illinois could have been the game that kind of gave them a different outlook. They should have lost that game, maybe. They got a fortunate call. So tell me who you like in this one.
I think Marquette is going as far as they can go, Tarvin. I think that Miami, yeah, they've been tested now, and their streak is going to continue. I don't think this game is actually going to be very competitive near the end of the game.
Yeah, Jonathan, I'm going to ask you real quick. I mean, what do you think about this? I know you like Miami and what they're doing, but any chance that the old Buzz can get this Marquette team ready to win?
Well, I don't know if you guys heard, but Reggie Johnson, you know, a senior leader for Miami, he lost his starting spot, but he still plays huge, huge roles off the bench. He plays, you know, minutes. He's a you know, big boy, plays ball. He's out for this game. He had surgery on his foot. He had surgery on his knee for a minor tear. They say he'll be back for the Final Four if Miami gets there. I think losing him as one of your bigs, if Marquette, who we know once they heard this, this is their strategy, they're going to get inside and try and create, you know, foul trouble for the big guys from Miami. If Miami's big guys get in foul trouble, Marquette has a huge opportunity to steal one and get, you know, get payback for Illinois on how they were highway robbed by those refs in the Miami game.
Yeah. Hey, man, I like Miami in this game, but only by just a little. I could really see Marquette pulling this one out. I mean, the team's playing confident, Jonathan. They just look confident every time I see them play. They believe in each other. They're scrappy. They're coached well. They really love their coach, and that's huge, too. But I just don't know. I mean, the coaching matchup here, who's the better coach in this game, in your opinion?
Buzz Williams. You know, Buzz Williams is a great coach. Every year, every year Marquette's 20-plus wins under him. And this is their third or fourth Sweet 16 under him, which says a lot. He has success. And think about this. Marquette not only lost the conference player of the year, but the leading scorer of the Big East last year. Okay? And those were two different guys. To now look at this team and realize they lost their two biggest guys, their two biggest stars in Jay Crowder and Darius Johnson Odom, and they're this good still, that says something about how good of a coach he is. Larry Nega's a great coach. All right? But you got to remember, other than the 06 George Mason run, what did you know about Jim Larry Nega? Nothing. George Mason didn't do much after that. He comes to Miami. He's brought Swagger back to Miami just on the football program and the basketball court. And look, Shane Larkin, he's a Hall of Famer son and Barry. Had two different sports. Still, you know, an athlete's an athlete. Miami has the Swagger. They have the belief in each other. And you're right, they love their coach, you know. They're going to play hard every second till the buzzer sounds, and they'll probably play afterwards, you know, just for him. And I'm not – because of Johnson's injury, I'm not 100% pick on 100% positive on this, but I'm going to take Miami and then nail-biter. I think this one comes down to the buzzer.
I agree. I mean, Vegas has it at 5 points, and I think that – I mean, you can't put it much lower because of what Miami – they won the ACC outright and won the tournament, so you can't discount that. I think Vegas – They want to put Miami higher, but they're scared in a way with the injury, like you said, and also in the minds of people. I mean, when you think of Miami, you don't think of basketball. So I think that's why this line is where it is right now. I like Miami barely getting by, advancing. It's going to be a great matchup. But this leads us to me, and I'll tell you this for last, and I could be wrong. I mean, but this is the most intriguing matchup in my eyes. This is a huge game. We have Indiana and Syracuse. Jonathan, I mean, that game right there, I don't know if that's intriguing to you. What's your number one game?
Well, the game I want to watch, I put number one is Michigan State Duke. I put Indiana Cuse too. And the reason I put Indiana Syracuse behind that one is because I love coaching matchups. Okay, but I look at Indiana Syracuse and I see Indiana, and this has been the year of the Harbaugh, and for those of you that don't know, and I've said this before, Indiana's coach, Crean, is married to the Harbaugh sister. So might Indiana go to the championship game? I don't know. Family says yes. But anyways, the 1987 Keith Smart game. Tarvin, I know you were alive for that. I wasn't. That tells you how much of a sports kid I am. That game has set up the history between these two, what probably should be rivals. And I look at this game, and I look at Indiana. You have Oladipo, and you have Zeller. You have Rutherford, and you're just impressed. And then you look at Syracuse, and it's the same Syracuse team every year, where they have a bunch of guys who are between 6'4 and 6'8, really skinny, really long arms, play great zone, and they have a big, giant, you know, 6'10, 7 foot, 290-pound center in the middle. I think Syracuse can negate Zeller, but I don't know if they can handle the perimeter. And, I mean, if you watch Syracuse in the Big East tournament, when they play Providence of all teams, Providence was swinging the ball around until they got the open three. I think Indiana can do that to Syracuse, but this is going to be a classic.
Now, that's perfect. I was thinking the same thing in this game. The difference is going to be the perimeter. I have Indiana advancing past this one in the next, but this is going to be a great matchup. I'm just interested to see which Syracuse team shows up. The Syracuse team, the first half against Louisville or the second half, because if the second half shows up, they could get blown out. And I'm interested to see who Trey is going to pick in this game. I have a feeling he's going to pick the Hoosiers, but let's hear from him once he comes back on. I think he's on now. Trey, who do you like?
Hey, Tarvin. You know, I have Indiana in my bracket, but this is one of the ones where watching the eye test and the tournament, I'm questioning Indiana quite a bit. They haven't played up to, I think, everyone's expectations. They've been close in a lot of games. They probably shouldn't have. I'm going to go momentum, Tarver. I think Syracuse has more momentum in this game, and I'm going to pick Syracuse just on so far tournament performance. I think Indiana should win this game on paper, and they obviously should win it for my bracket. But I think Syracuse is playing right now a little higher basketball, and I'm a little worried that Indiana is just sort of buckling under the moment. So we'll have to see, because, I mean, Syracuse has Boeheim. He's been there. He's done that. These kids, they seem ready. They seem cool and collected. Indiana just seems to be pressing too much for me, Tarvin. So I think Indiana maybe done.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great pick. I mean, I can see that. Indiana does seem like they're pressing. The pressure's starting. It just seems like they're trying to live up to that number one ranking, and really they're not a number one overall. So, I mean, they're not number one overall, but number one seed in that bracket. I think Syracuse, you know, they limped into the tournament. They've looked great the first two games, but I think that NCAA investigation, you know, right before the tournament, bracket came out, just kind of fired these guys up, and I think they're playing with passion and purpose. I wouldn't be surprised to see Syracuse just dominate from start to finish, but still, can they guard the three? That's what I'm waiting to see. It's going to be a great matchup, guys. I mean, this could be the best weekend we've had all year, man. This is going to be a great weekend for basketball.
Did you guys watch the end of that Cal game? Did either one of y'all watch the end of that Syracuse Cal game? That was pathetic the way they finished.
Yeah, but they just let off the gas a little bit.
You can't do that in a tournament.
Oh, I know. I know. But I don't read too much into that, the last few minutes of that game.
All right, Tarvin, you forgot one game in the West bracket.
Yeah, we forgot the Ohio State game.
Oh, I'm sorry. That is a huge game. And that's the one I told you, I guarantee, Jonathan. That's the one I guarantee. It's going to be a great game, but Arizona,
mm-hmm.
Ohio State out west, man. I know you're liking Arizona, right?
Oh, you know what? The way Mark Lyons has been playing, that he has proven that he is the leader of that ball club, and you need that point guard. You have Solomon Hill. Arizona is a good team. They have a good coach, and I think they're going to give Ohio State a fight for their lives. And Aaron Kraft is, of course, he's going to pester Mark Lyons. But Lyons, there's something about that kid. He's just got it, you know. And Kraft isn't really known for his offense. DeShaun Thomas needs the score, though. If he cannot shoot the ball, Ohio State is a sinking duck. So I don't think McQuinton Ross is going to be able to make up for that.
No. Ohio State to me, and I'm gonna jump on Trey real quick and see what he thinks. I think Ohio State just looks like right now to me a complete team like Duke, and they look like they're on a mission. Trey, who are you picking?
Well, you know, Jonathan, yeah, and Tarvin, Ohio State has looked really good in this tournament, but down the stretch, the last game, I thought that really they got lucky. Kraft, after watching him play in the Big Ten sometimes this season, and especially watching this last game of the tournament, what I noticed about Kraft was if an officiating crew is officiating the game tight, which depending on the crew, and we don't know what crew is going to be in the Ohio State game, that hurts Kraft, because Kraft is the guy who played out of control at times. And he was out of control at that last part of the game. He just got lucky with the calls. So I think, when I look at the point guard battle, and I think Kraft is a very good point guard, but I think that, when I look at Lyon, and I agree with Jonathan, he plays a little bit more under control, and it makes him a better decision. I mean, Kraft can go a game without turning the ball over, but what I saw in the tournament this last game sort of surprised me with Kraft and the way he was playing out of control. So I actually like Arizona pulling upset here, Darvin.
Good pick, but do you think that, now when I look at it, Ohio State, they did get lucky to win that game. They were fortunate. The call went their way. But looking at that, you go a few days, you've got a whole week to prepare if you're the coach. you're sitting here, you're using this as ammunition to your team to say, look, you shouldn't even be here right now. You got lucky. And I think that's what it's going to take, a lot of fire under these guys to take care of Arizona. Arizona's a good team, don't get me wrong, but they're not that good. I mean, they're, what, a sixth seed in the tournament for a reason. I mean, I'm not real scared of Arizona if I'm Ohio State. It's going to be a tight game. I agree with both of you. It's going to be very tight. But there's no way Arizona wins this game. I know it's out west, Jonathan, and I know that helps a little bit, but I just can't imagine Arizona beating these guys right now.
Arizona's 27-7. Ohio State's 28-7. Let me put that out there. You don't think Arizona's coach is telling their players, y'all got lucky, y'all got Belmont, you got Harvard, you know, now here's your real test? You know, I mean, this is, like I said Sunday, this is the same Arizona team that beat Florida, that beat Miami, that, you know, beat, you know, San Diego State, and they beat UCLA. Yeah, I mean, this is that same, well, actually, they didn't beat UCLA, went 0-3 against UCLA. But, I mean, this is the same team that they can handle it. They can take, you know, they take the big dogs. They come swinging. And Aaron Kraft, he's great at, you know, robbing the cradle, but he's not a scorer. I mean, he went off on Iowa State, and it's impressive. But, again, it was Iowa State. I mean, they got lucky, you know, and they, you know, same team that gave up 70 to Iona. Come on now. I mean, Arizona's coming. All right, they're on a roll. Arizona's on a roll right now.
Okay, so we went through the brackets, and we're not supposed to have a show until Sunday. And at that time, the Final Four will be set. So, So Jonathan, your predictions right now. So give me your Final Four, and I don't care about your bracket, but looking at all the matchups right now, who's the Final Four going to be when we talk Sunday?
I don't care my bracket either. I mean, Gonzaga lost. There goes my Final Four. But I'm telling you, I'm going to say Duke. You know, I'm going to wait for that. I'm going to say Florida plays Indiana. And then I'm going to have Duke playing Arizona.
Wow. See, you've had three of my Final Four. I have Duke playing Ohio State. And I'm going to have Florida playing Indiana. I mean, I'm hoping, you know, I can get all four of them. The probability is slim, but you never know. So let's hear Trey's Final Four that now I know New Mexico's not in it, Trey. You can't use them this time, but give me your Final Four.
I'll take New Mexico. All right. Now, you know, I'm keeping Louisville as my champion still. I mean, there's no reason not to. I still like Kansas coming out of their bracket. I still like Miami. And in the West, I'm going to agree with Jonathan. I think if Arizona gets past Ohio State, they're going to crush whoever they play next. I mean, the Ohio State-Arizona winner is going to be your West bracket winner. I mean, that's what's going to happen. I mean, the Wichita State, LaSalle, they're not going to come out of this bracket. They're going to get beat by Arizona or Ohio State. So I'm taking Arizona State, over Ohio State for the win.
Hey, this is not the Fab Five, guys. This is not a six seed that's going to make the Final Four. You know, this is not Michigan back in the day, guys. This is Arizona out of the Pac-12. Are you hearing me?
I'm hearing you.
Oh, I'm hearing you. I just think you're a little delusional because you're staring at your bracket.
You're right, man. You're right. I have to keep, you know, keep trying to convince myself that this is going to happen. But, guys, you know, I don't think I've ever had all four of my Final Fours make the Final Four. So we'll see if that happens. Have y'all ever had that happen? I just can't remember. I have to go back and check the past, but I don't remember ever getting all four. What about you, Trey?
I can't remember doing it.
Jonathan?
I can't remember who played in the tournament last year.
Well, I want to be on ESPN if that happens. If I have this Final Four, I'd like to be the one, you know, on ESPN y'all are watching right before the Final Four matchup that Saturday. So do you think ESPN would let me come on?
No.
Okay. Hey, I am pretty now. I'm good with cameras now.
They'd have to put a lot of makeup on you, brother.
Lipstick on a pig, man.
Hold on, guys. I want to hear what Quinn has to say real quick before we run. Quinn, who's your final four?
I have Indiana. I did have Gonzaga, but they got knocked out. So I think I think LaSalle or the Wichita State winner will end up making it to the Final Four.
What?
Wow. That's a bold prediction.
And then I think I think Kansas will make it, and then I think Louisville will make it.
Not bad. Not bad prediction, but I would be shocked if LaSalle or Wichita State made it. But it could happen, man. We saw George Mason make the Final Four, and I mean, it can happen, but I just think Ohio State would be too much. Now, if Arizona beats Ohio State, I think that could easily happen, Quinn, in my opinion. I just don't think Arizona is as strong as these two guys do. But we will see. So, Quinn,
and I think Arizona is going to beat the Buckeyes.
That's not going to happen, man.
I think it is.
Nah. You're using your hate too much, Quinn. See, you're using hate in your prediction. That's why you're so
passionate
about it. And
I think Florida Gulf Coast could beat Florida.
They could.
That's my boy.
But, you know, Florida's a 13-point favorite in that game, the highest point spread of the Sweet 16. So there's a reason. I think Florida beats these guys by 20, Quinn.
How high was Georgetown predicted over Florida Gulf Coast?
I think it was like 11. I think I could be wrong, like 11
exactly,
or 12.
Exactly.
Yeah, but that was the first round. This is the Sweet 16. This is where coaching comes into play. Hey, that coach right now is sending out resumes, trying to get another job somewhere right now. He's striking while the iron's hot, guys. He's trying to get a job. He'll probably have a job at Auburn or something by the end of the week, hopefully. You know, I'd like to have him at Auburn. He can actually win a basketball game. So if he does what's good for him, guys, he strikes while the iron's hot. He gets out of Florida Gulf Coast Community College. And he gets on board. But, guys, I appreciate y'all joining me on the show tonight. And you never know, I might sneak a show in Saturday night or something to go over to the next round games and see who's going to make the Final Four. I do appreciate everyone coming on Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern. We're going to break down all these games, and then we're going to do a show the following Sunday. So we will not have a Wednesday night show next week. But I will sneak one in. So go to blogtalkradio.com/Tarvino. Follow us on Blog Talk Radio, and you'll get updates. If I do schedule a show, you'll get an email. I'll put it on Facebook and everything if we have one before Sunday. I don't know if Trey will be able to join us. I'll find out. I know Jonathan will probably be able to join us. But enjoyed the show tonight. I had a lot of fun. And I hope all of you have a great week. I'm ready for some basketball. I hope y'all are.